two Yomim Tovim that are Midrabbanon, and they have a great deal in common. Rambam has them together also, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Megillah comes first, and Beikar Megillah comes first because you have the psukim of the Megillah itself to be samech on. So it's called by Sefer, the symbols of Yeshua, v'chulei v'chulei. Chanukah has less to peg itself upon, except that you already have this idea that the Chachamim made a Yom Tov for Pesumei Nisa. The Tzad HaShavah Shebahem is evident also in the fact that there is an Alanisim. Alanisim in Chanukah in the Adlokas HaNeilos, and an Alanisim in Purim in the Mikra Megillah. Rishonim ask why there's no Alanisim the night of the Seder. And it's very interesting that there's a machloikas, a fundamental machloikas, about the question is a question to begin with. There are those who hold that Al HaNisim doesn't belong to the night of Pesach. And there are those who hold that it's a serious question and it needs an answer. Rabbi Yosef Tuvalim, for example, in the Piyut of Elokei Ahuchos, which has the halachos of the night of the Seder, and which ends with Chasal Sidur Pesach Ki Ilchosei, which we say in the Haggadah with a different meaning. But when he wrote it, he meant, I finished the halachos, and Kasha Zachinu L'Sadeh Reisei, that I was Mesadeh L'Halachos for Shabbos Haggadah, Kei Niskel Asoisei, when the night of Pesach comes. But there's a double intention of Kei Niskel Asoisei, because it also means Kei Niskel Asoisei to actually be Mekayim the mitzvah of Akavas Korban Pesach. And that's what we mean when we have the Chasal Sidur Pesach at the end of the Seder. But in that piyut of Elokei Aruchos, there is a line which essentially says the following. We don't say Al HaNisim in Kiddush, Nipnei She'osid La'omroi Adayin V'ro'i L'koifloi Ayin. Osid La'omroi V'ein Ro'i L'kfor Lo'isai. We're going to say it eventually anyhow, and it's not appropriate that we should be redundant, that we should say it twice. So where exactly are we going to say it? So it understood that, number one, we learn from this, that there is an inyan to say Al HaNisim. The other shitas hold that there is no inyan to say Al HaNisim because the Yom Tov wasn't established for Pesumei Nisa. There happens to be a Haskaras Nisim, and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is of course about Nisim. But Al HaNisim is only when the Etzem Yom Tov is for the sake of Pesumei Nisa, which is only Chanukah and Purim. But he did not learn that way, and he didn't accept that argument, and he asked the question, and he says that Eino Chanami, we do say Al HaNisim. But we don't say it right away. Where do we say it? We say it in the Bracha of Asher Ge'olonu. So the question, of course, is number one, why isn't the regular Bracha of Al HaNisim, Sha'asa Nisim, why isn't the Bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Veseinu Ba'yomim Ma'im Bazman Hazeh? And secondly, why is it the end instead of the beginning? It should be right away with the Kiddush. When you start the day, the same time that we make Shechayanu, we should also say Sha'asa Nisim La'Veseinu. And I believe the answer is very fundamental to our whole Havana of what it means Chayav Adam Liras Es Atzmai Kilo Yotza Mishibut Mitzrayim. We begin the Haggadah with the logic, the regular logic of history. If that's cause and effect, if we were not taken out of Mitzrayim, we're here now in the midst of our tkufa, X number of years in Golus before the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and the reason that we're here is because Bnei Avraseinu, unfortunately, Golinu Me'atzeinu Mechnei Chatoeinu, but we once came from Eretz Yisrael, Bezos Hashem, we will return to the Eretz Yisrael of the Gula Shleima. Oh Hashem, we have a taste of it, we have a sense of being in Eretz Yisrael right now. Bezos Hashem, it should continue and develop into the what we call Yemais HaMashiach. But Lemaisa, we are the consequences of the Yetzias Mitzrayim of our ancestors. They came out of Mitzrayim, we have the benefit. Ilu lo yetzia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zav Aseinu mei Mitzrayim. It's a very logical argument. In other words, at the beginning of the Haggadah, we do not dare say something which logically is unintelligible, namely, that we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim. But by the end of the Haggadah, we do. And in fact, not only that, but there's a transition. So therefore, we go through the Haggadah, and we come towards the end of the Haggadah, Chayev Adam, Lila Sesatzma, Yalahale Sesatzma, the Gil Sekilu, Yatsa'ata, Mishile Mitzrayim, Shenema Vaisano Hoxim Misham. What do we say right after that? Loyes Avaisenu Bilvad Goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af Aisonu Goal Imahem. It's a very interesting Mivneh over here. But we certainly say that Avaisenu Kedam Yisrayim before we speak about ourselves, because the logic of the history, the cause and effect, is that Avosenu came out of Mitzrayim and we have the benefits from it. But we add something because the Pasuk says, Vayisanu Hotzi Misham. And therefore we're supposed to say that we came out of Mitzrayim. But we take the logical statement and we make it precedent to the statement of us. So the logic prompts the emotion, the Havana, the extraordinary idea that we should feel the night of Pesach, when one great Hasidic Rebbe said this is the hardest mitzvah in Kol HaTorah Kula, to feel that we are actually coming out of Mitzrayim. By the time we get to Asher Ga'alanu, the experience of coming out of Mitzrayim is so powerful that we come first, which is Pilei Ployim. Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'ales Aviseinu. It is only then, when we've gone through the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and we are captured by the incredible idea that it's really us, with all of the various meanings and interpretations of all the Rishonim and Achronim that are built in, there are so many Haggadahs, and everybody has something to say about this idea. But with all of that, Aisanu Hotzi Misham requires a different bracha. Even though Be'etzem, the bracha is a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, because we can't say Sha'asa Nisim La'Veseinu. We can't say Bayomi Mahim Bezman Hazeh, because Sha'asa Nisim Lanu. Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'alas HaVeseinu is Rabbi Yosef Tovelam's explanation why we have to wait till the end and why the Nusach is different, even though essentially it is the Sha'asa Nisim La'Veseinu. But as I said before, the others, I mean, we could amplify a lot more, but maybe I'll come back for Pesach or something. But right now we're still holding by Purim. We understand, according to others, that the Pesumei Nisa Yomim Tovim, which were Takonis Chachomim, that's when you say Sha'asa Nisim La'Veseinu and nowhere else. Even though the Yomim Tovim are Mevusas on Nisim, and in fact since Shavuos, and Shavuos has tremendous Nisim too, Matan Torah is one big Nes, and so on, Sukkos, whatever the Sukkos are, and they covered for sure, you have so you have Nisim, but we never say Sha'asa Nisim La'Veseinu. It would be mashma that it's only in these Derabbanos. In the Al HaNisim, we begin Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kain Gadol, Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. It's possible, if you want to be kind of pedestrian about it, it's possible to say that it's just simply to tell you where and when. Mishushan Abira was Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. You're not going to start Bimei Haman VaAchashverosh. You start Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. Bimei Matisyahu Kohen Gadol Chashmona Yevonah Malchus Yovan Arashah. It's going to tell you the story. It's going to come. What's the tkufa? When did this happen? That's because it's Bayomim Mahim. You have to know what the Bayomim Mahim is. So you say Bimei Mordechai VeEsther, Bimei Matisyahu. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's something more important and more profound. It's very interesting. The Rambam has a Lashon. At the beginning of the Halachas of Chanukah, which of course the way the halachas work. The first two prokim of Megillah and Chanukah is on Purim, and the second two prokim, Gimel and Dalet, are on Chanukah. So this is Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, but it's the first halacha of Hilchos Chanukah. The Bayis Sheni Kshemolcha Yovan, Kshemalcha Yovan, Gozlu Gzeigos Al Yisrael, Ubitlu Dosam, Vlo Yinicho Isam Lasik Betoigo Bemitzis, Vpashtu Yodim Bebemoinim Bebebnoiseyem, Vnichnus Olahecho Potsu Bapotsas, Pilsu Bapotsas, Timu Ataris, Vetzolem Li Yisrael Meoid Mipeneim Velachatsum Lachats, Godel Acherichem Aleim Alekei Abeisenu, and listen to the Loshin, Acherichem Aleim Alekei Abeisenu, Vaishiyom Miyodom, Vahitzilom. So he's basically finished. Then he adds the same sentence. The Govru b'nei chashmenoi ha-kohanim ha-gedolim v'harogum v'yishiyu Yisrael miyodom. It seems like the Rambam has to give credit to both elements. And so he spells out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. So we shouldn't have any havaminis that it's the chashmenoi. Because there are those who make a big celebration of Chanukah, Judah the Maccabee, you know. Abba Lamaisa, the Rambam, doesn't stop with that. He says, but it was the Chashmonaim. So the Teretz is, it's the Chashmonaim with the instrument in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Lachar also the Pashup Shah. But I think it goes deeper than that. I think what he's trying to say is that there's something that the Chashmonaim did, or something that we have to ascribe to the Chashmonaim, which in a certain sense is almost not independent of Hashem, but that Hashem depends on them, I think would be more accurate. And let me explain to you what I mean. This whole idea of Rabim b'yad ma'atim, Tmeim b'yad ta'orim, Rishoyim b'yad tzadikim, Zeidim b'al yisgei tzolasecha, is not just to tell you that's the Raya Machrachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Poel Yeshuas. It's also a statement about the Chashmonaim's greatness. To be a Rabbim against you, even in Klal Yisrael perhaps, and to be the Echad Hoya is extraordinarily difficult. To be the Tahirim when the rest of the world is Zaydim is extraordinarily difficult. To even assume that you could prevail against a culture that is overwhelming the entire world is extremely difficult. And I think that the Nakuda here is that it's the godless of the Chashmonaim that they refuse to accept the defeat that preceded the Milchamas. And that was the defeat that our culture is being swept away like so much sand on a beach when a tsunami hits it. Because this Greek, I say this all the time, it's probably one of the very few times whenever I give shiur that I can quote something in Latin. Abba Lamaisa, there's a phrase that the Romans used to say, Graeca capta, captured Greece, ferum victorem capit, it captured the fierce conqueror. What it means is that the Romans conquered the Greeks, right? You know the sequence in history. The Romans won. But in that victory, they were defeated philosophically, culturally. That's how we ended up speaking Greek, because the Romans conquered us. The Romans were the suzerainty. The Romans were the authority. The famous comment that the Rav Zechonu Livracha used to make whenever he read this first Rambam, and the Rambam says V'chazra Malchus Yisrael, and he makes a big deal about Chazoras HaMalchus, and we all know that the Ramban says no, it was a terrible thing because the Kohanim are violating Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, and Dafka Kohanim belong in the Mikdash, they don't belong in the secular authority of the Malchus. So the Rav explained that the Shitas HaRambam is that Enoch Hanami. If it was that kind of Shevet which had that real political authority, which had control of the armies, which was able to wage wars, that's not the business of the Kohanim. But Be'etzem, the Kohanim were only in the Mikdash, and that's where their real authority was, and otherwise they were under the heavy thumb of Rome. And that's why he doesn't think, that's the Rav said, the Rambam does not think that it's such a problem the way the Ramban raises it. But be that as it may, it was very much the regnant domination of Rome, but the philosophy, the science, the culture, the language is all Greek. So that was the Latin expression that captured Greece, really captured its conquerors. So what are we supposed to do? This little Lendala and these few, whatever it is, a million people, but whatever it is, it's nothing. And inside, insidiously, there's that, not a fifth column, it's the Rav Minyan opinion already. So they're all believing in things that are alien to our culture. They are totally contrary to everything that we believe in. And then bringing into the Beis HaMikdash, the gymnasium, they're already completely corrupted with the feelings and the philosophies, the art and the music and the whole mentality of the Goy. And we're not going to be able to overcome it because it's just the wave of the future and it's overwhelming. And it's attractive. It's so attractive. So that's the Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and that's what the Rambam says. Avad is the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we have to understand what it means as a separate Nakuda. So it says, Ad Shirichim Aleihem Alekei Avoseinu, and it doesn't say, V'sholach Al Yedei HaChashmonoyim B'chulu, which would mean that it's that kind of thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them as Shlichim. No, he finishes his job because we have to know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way that a ma'atim like that could have won. That's what it means. But the etzem, the merits, the incredible insolence of the Chashmonaim, the fact that they understand that it's not shy, well, I'll explain it a little bit better in a moment. I just want to finish the Lashon HaRambam. V'govru b'nei Chashmonai ha'kohanim ha'gedolim v'avogum v'yishu Yisrael miyodam v'chulei v'chulei. The nekuda here is that, and parenthetically and very importantly, it's very much the yesod of Purim. That Netzach Yisrael lo yishakel. It's not shayach that Klal Yisrael should go under. You know, there's a very, very big question that everybody has to ask anytime they lay in Shiras HaAzinu. Why is it a Shira? What is there a Shira about HaAzinu? There's one line in HaAzinu at the very end. That's a very beautiful pasuk. But the entire Hazinu is one disaster after another and proclaims the unbelievable chutzpah and lack of appreciation and complete confusion of Klal Yisrael in their constantly avoiding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and chasing after Avodah Zarah. To their detriment. What kind of a shira is that? What's the shira about it? Does Yashiv is a shira, and this is a shira. It's not constructed the same way. Ariach al gabi levena. There's two columns. What's the nafkamino about shira? Is this kislo chemes hashira? I'll tell you even more than that. The shira is so important that at least according to many havonis in the Rambam, ato kislo chemes hashira azos means hazinu. And the only reason we write the Torah is because of Azinu, because Ein Kos from Torah Parshias Parshias. Not everybody's maskim to that understanding of the Rambam, but Lamaisa, there are those who do. And according to the Rambam, the reason that we have to have the Sefer Torah in our house, and every person is mechuyev to write a Sefer Torah, it's a mitzvah saseh deraisa, the last of the Taryag and the sequence of the Psukim, is because we have to have Azinu. So what's so important about having Azinu, and why is Azinu a Shira? The answer is, when you have a contract, you can't expect the party of the first part to continue respecting the contract when the party of the second part violates the contract. If at the beginning there were certain expectations and that was the deal and those were the tnoyim of the contract, and they were abrogated. If a contract is abrogated, I'm not mechuyev to keep my end of it. It's a davar pashut miyot. But what happens if at the beginning there's a tnai koidim lemaisa that says, no matter what you do against this contract, I will not abrogate my end of the contract, then the contract remains in force. And this is exactly why Hazinu is Rishira. Ki odati es mer yuchav es orpecha akosha, says Moshe Rabbeinu, hein bo'idenu chayim ochem, bo'ideni chayim ochem ayoyim, Mamrim heyisem im Hashem v'afki achrei moisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I know es mer yucha v'esorpecha kosher. Ribono Shel Olam says I know ki hashchis tashchisum v'sarte min haderech hashet zivisi eschem v'koros eschem hora ba'akis hayomim ki sasun hora v'maisi yedeichem. And I know all of this. I'm predicting it. I'm spelling it out. The Ramban has a lashon. No nofal dover than all the tzaros and the golus up to his point. And of course, we could say the exact same thing today. Lo nofal dover. All of these warnings and the threats, all the different times that we've abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous amount of assimilation, the reform and the conservative, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. All of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know it, and you remain mine. It's pure ploy, actually. That's why it's an incredible shira. In many ways, the shira of Hazinu is a greater shira than Oz Yashir. Because as Yashir is a prediction in the future, you might say Moshiach, to the Yavis, to Eimar, to Moshiach, to Hashem, Hashem Yim Lech Lailam Vlad. That's why we say, Volum Moshim Ba'atzim, right afterwards in our tefillah, Volum Moshim Ba'atzim, Lech Shmet Zayim, Shal Shal Nam Lucha, Ba'ashem Nam Melech HaKol Oretz. But Hazinu says, until then, I have occasion to throw you out the door, 1,000 times, and I'm telling you no. And I'm not because I forgive you and forget. He's not mevater, and we suffer tremendously because of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never abandon you. And that's a pasuk in B'chukayse. Va'afgam zeis b'yosim be'eretzay ve'yam lo'y ma'astin lo'y ga'altin mechaloysam v'hofer b'risi itam k'ani Hashem. I am your God forever and ever and ever. Nazinu is an incredible statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant hovering over us. There's a pasuk at the end of Eicha. It's a very, very dismal pasuk. It's very hurtful. It's a harsh pasuk. And I we repeat the previous pasuk Hashivenu Hashem Eloch Minashuva, which is much easier to handle. The pasuk says at the very end of Eicha, that is in fact the last pasuk. Ki im ma'os ma'astonu katzavta leinu admiyoid. And really, that's a summary of Hazinu and why Hazinu is such a shira. Amar Rish Lakish im me'isa ein tikva im ketzef yesh tikva shekalak koyes. Rosh Lakish says, sometimes it appears that you have such contempt for us that you're willing to throw us out. But we have a raya that's not so. You know what the raya is? You're too angry with us. A person had two workers and he fired both of them. And he calls them in tomorrow, I'll pay you off. The first one, he pays him. It takes exactly 30 seconds and he's out the door. The second one, he pays him for the week's wages. And then he gives him a musa shmuz for an hour. He berates him and yells at him and screams at him. All of his chazrinus. After that hour, when he leaves, he meets his friend and he tainis to him. Mela, we were fired. Why? You didn't have to suffer any bizyonis. I had to listen to an hour of this. And his friend, who was smart, maybe he was a useless worker, but he was smart, he says, you don't understand. He's going to rehire you because he's a very busy man and he wouldn't waste a second if he really didn't want you back. And kachava. So this is katzavta aleinu admiyoid. All of the other civilizations, they bit the dust for gamarnu. We don't hear that the Greeks are being tortured and the Italians are being tortured. We don't hear about the Greek Holocaust and the Italian Holocaust. So what's going on? And the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. That's what's going on. Me'isa means you're not worth worrying about or caring about. I've given up on you. Im me'isa ein tikva. Im ketzef yesh tikva. Shekol ha'koyes soifeg l'isratzes. But there are two special times in the history of Klal Yisrael when the haggish of Klal Yisrael was that l'maisa is me'isa. It's over. And that was Chanukah and Purim. There's a gzeira, lahashmid lahagad la'abid is kol ha'yehudim. And there's no hope. And when Mordechai comes to Esther, he's totally convinced that it's not shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have abandoned them. There's no Me'isa. There's no such thing as Me'isa. There's no such thing as Me'isa because there's a Hazinu. And every time they read Hazinu, they realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants us no matter what. And he knows it all, and he has all of the Tnoim abrogated, and he still says, I'm going to keep your contract anyhow. And that's a promise that he gave at the very beginning when he made the contract. And so for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no out. We are the chosen people. It was very important for Christianity to constantly hammer away at this idea and the hundreds of psukim that keep saying that it's Dafka Klal Yisrael, the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the people of Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and keeps and preserves. No! Hashem abandoned you. Abandoned you. Abandoned you. There is Me'isa. There is Me'isa. It's the Christian message. You failed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You had your chance. And Mordechai comes to Esther and says, "Ki machesh tachishi ba'eis hazeis levach v'atzola le'amud la'yudim imokim acher." Because it's impossible that there shouldn't be a Yeshua. But really the hero of the day is Esther. And I think that's why it's called Megillas Esther. And the reason that she's the hero is simply because she was maskim. She was maskim and she didn't give up. And it did something incredible. The aside of Purim really is tefillah. I know there are all kinds of things going on in Purim, but the ikar of Purim is tefillah. And the ikar of tefillah is that no matter how many times you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening, Esther menatolah minayim ki anoichi haste aste panay bayayim ahu al kol ova asher asa. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. He's mashgiach men achalaynis, but he's also meitzis men achalaki. Even if you don't see him, he always sees you, like a person peering through the cracks. Meitzitz min acharakim, he sees the entire street, even though you don't see him when you look up because there's only a little crack. But there's enough of a crack for the eye to look through. And that's the idea that Mashgiach min acharonis is when everything is wide open. You see him, he sees us. It's gewaldic. But sometimes we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Esther says, Afal pi kein. Esther min atoyle minay noch asta astir. Says Esther, an unbelievable thing. I'm asking to go into Achashverosh. I need in the case of Abel Amel Zeshloishim Yoim. And Esther says, Afal Pikein, I'm asking. I'll go. Because Achas Dosa Lahomis, all right, but I'm going. Gemara says, Masachas Megillah Esther Rakrakas Haisa. She was greenish in complexion. She wasn't the beauty that everybody thinks. The Vilna Gaon says because the word for absolute objective beauty is yoifi. Sheka achein vehevla yoifi. He asks in Mishlei, why does it say, in Eishes Chayil, right? Sheka achein vehevla yoifi. He asks, why does it say sheker by chein and hevel by yoifi? He says, because you can't say yoifi is sheker because it's objectively true. She's beautiful. Everyone's masking that she's beautiful, right? The Chazal's eight great beauties or whatever. Whatever it is, she's beautiful. Chein is sheker. Because chayin is in the eyes of the beholder. She's really not beautiful, but somehow she's charming. She appeals to me. She has a certain graciousness. But whatever it is, Gemara says, that's the Gaon's explanation, how Chazal knew that Esther Yirak Raka Soysa. Because it says, Vati Esther Noises chayin be'enei kol roya. So her yoifi came from her chayin. So she's to begin with not so guaranteed that he's going to be excited. And the Ma'is HaChashverosh is a behemoth. So she's not the flavor of the day, of the week, of the month. He's not interested in her. So she's Yirak Raka. So what are her chances that he's going to be interested in her again? But look what happens. V'tzumu alai, v'al toichu v'al tishtu shloish yis yomim laylu v'yoyim v'gam ani v'na'aroi say otzum kein. And even though there's some of Farshim that ask this question when she's going to be tzum for 3 days and go into HaChashverosh, well, the mice of the Pasuk, shot of the Pasuk is like that. She's going to fast for 3 days. Let me ask you, what is a woman who's l'chatchil yirak rakas and he's not interested in her, she's fasting for 3 days, what is she going to look like when she comes in? Does it say anywhere that she put on tamruki anoshim and all the things at the beginning when they had the beauty pageant, v'chulu v'chulu? She comes in like a rag, like a used shmata. And that's how she expects. The Teretz says she buys into the idea that it's not shaykh that she should fail. And that the yesod of tefillah is that no matter how dark it becomes, after I've davened, I keep davening. Because there's never shaykh that it should come to an end. It's never shaykh to fail. And that's really the kapitel, the perik of Tehillim, that is Esther's, is Namnatseach ala Yeles Hashacha, which says, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtoni, Rochoik Mishuasi, Divrei Shagosi. I cry out, but Rochoik Mishuasi, I don't see any exit, I don't see any Yeshua. But then it says, Eleikai Ekla Yoimim Veloisane Velaila Velo Dumioli, which means, Alokai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ekra, I called out to you, V'loi Sana, and you don't answer me. So you think for a moment, says Esther, in this capital of Tehillim, that I'm going to stop, that because of that I'm going to silence myself, that I'm going to throw in the towel, that I'm going to give up hope. Chalila! Because I have a promise. And V'laila, it's gotten darker since then. But Loi Dumi Oli, I'm not going to remain silent. I'm going to daven more. I'm going to push harder. I'm going to expect the Yeshua. I'm going to anticipate the promise. And that was Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. It's an incredible thing that in the darkest moment you still have that incredible emunah, that incredible confidence that comes from the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot abandon us. And Be'etzim, this is on the Gemon of Dalet Amud Aleph in Megillah, very, very famous machloikas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Ula Birah. What's the reason that we repeat the Megillah? Chayav Adam Likhoises HaMegillah Ba'layla V'lishnoisa Ba'yoyim. You read it at night and you repeat it in the morning. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, because of this pasuk, the pasuk of Yoyim HaMekha V'layla V'loidumiyah, Ula Birah looks at the Megillah in a different way entirely. And he says that the makar for reading it twice is L'man yizamelcha chovid v'lo yidoyim Hashem aleikai la'olam oideka. Because Ula Birah sees that all of the Megillah up to the point where Lahu de Moisa Oyla b'simcha is just the hakdama. But the ikur of the Megillah is a form of halal. And how do we know that it's a form of halal? The Rambam himself in Hilchos Chanukah, which has the dinim of halal. So what does he say? These are the days that you say Hallel. These are the days. He says, Elohim, Shmonesim Echag, Shmonesim Echanukah, Rishon Shel Pesach, Yom HaTzaris. Avol Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Ein Bayim Hallel, Fishem Yimei Tshuva, V'Yilu V'Fachad, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. V'lo Tiknu Hallel B'Purim, Shekriyas HaMegillah Hi HaHallel. So Kriyas HaMegillah is Hallel, and that's, you have to say that Hallel twice. Because L'man Yizamercha, the Zemiris, Kovid V'lo Yidoyim Hashem Eloi Kailo Oilom Oideka. My Akaras HaToiv can't stop once. I have to do it forever. But how do you do forever? You do it twice. It's symbolic of forever, again and again. You know, in theory, you should say it over and over and over and over, all Purim long. But we lay in the Megillah twice, and that's the Hallel. It's interesting that in that itself there's a machlokes, whether kriyasa zui lula, because we're still akate avdei Achashverosh, we can't say halu avdei Hashem. But ula birah, notwithstanding, who sees the ikar of the Megillah as akara satoiv expression, and as the rejoicing of the moment of triumph when we survived, prevailed, and was a kimu v'kiblu, all the good dezachim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says no. The ikar of the Megillah is that we still davened, that we never gave up hope. That's an amazing thing. And that's why he quotes the pasuk, Hashem, ekra, elokai ekra v'loi saneh v'layla v'loi dumioli. On the tzad, that it's Hallel, we have a very important question. That question is, when we said Hallel today, I never really checked, but it seems to me that of all the kapitlach, Hallel has the most times that Shem Hashem is mentioned. Over and over again, in every pasuk. And if it's not mentioned in a pasuk, it's mentioned twice in the next pasuk. When you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishem Hashem Mavarech, Me'er Tov Ve'Adoy. Megillah doesn't have Shem Hashem even once. That's an interesting halach. And I've said already in so many shurim over and over again, I'm totally convinced that it does have Shem Hashem. After we read the Megillah, we put the Shem Hashem into every pasuk. That's the difference between Hallel and Megillah. Hallel is when everything is crystal clear. But when it's Lahashmad Agal Abid is Kala Yehudim and there's no choice but to daven, and there's no other recourse, there's no Muhammad that I can fight, there's no chance to save myself. It just leave it completely up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then I have to indicate that I understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the hest upon him is so great. The hest upon him is so great that I don't feel that there's a chance. I don't sense that there's hope. And a Jew is never allowed to feel like that. So we put the Ribbono Shel Olam into every pasuk. But we know that this was happening because this is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. We know that this Yeshua is happening because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that this Gezeira is happening because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything about it, all of it comes together in the idea that we are authors of the Megillah together with Esther. She deliberately leaves the Ribbono Shel Olam out so we should put it back in. It's our understanding that when we lay in the Megillah, we have to realize that it's not a story and a coincidence and an accident that we were saved. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't possibly abandon us, that he must save us. And it was inevitable. And tefillah, when things are dark, and after you daven it gets darker, is an incredible tefillah that you can still daven. Maybe I'm sensitive to it because my parents, Zichronim Livracha, were 4 years with Hitler in the Vilna ghetto, and they watched as Jew after Jew was taken out to be killed in the forest nearby. Out of 80,000 Jews, 200 Jews were left in the Vilna ghetto alive at the liberation when the Russians came in. 200 Jews. And look where we are right now. It's unbelievable. So their son is giving a shiur in Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh 70 years later, 75 years later, whatever. It's Pilei Plon. Yoyim HaMekov Leisana V'laylu Lodumi Ali. And the incredible thing is the koyach of Klal Yisrael to be able to say that I'm still going to daven, I still recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm putting the Ribbono Shel Olam back into the Megillah. So I think that's a very fundamental yisod. In the few minutes that are remaining, I wanted to emphasize something else. And by the way, that's why Kol HaMoyad Masidim Libatol except for Purim. Because it's very poshut. And so on and so forth. That the Ramban quotes in Chodesh Azalachan Reish Chadoshim, v'chulei. L'maisa, we don't need to remember Pesach because the Yeshuas and the Flois of Gilui Shechina we're going to have in spades. But there's one Yontif that's going to be hard to remember. That there was a time of Hest upon him. Imagine in the days of the Geula Shleima, a person will not be able to be masik that there was ever such a thing as Hest upon him. That there was ever such a moment when you had to cry out, Yoimim, when it's still light and nobody answers me and I have to still prevail and persist in spite of all odds and against all logic, that I'm still going to daven to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Who's going to ever realize that or remember such a thing? So you have to have a Purim. There has to be a day that celebrates that there was such a thing as Hest upon him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us just the same. I wanted to be mesayim with one yesod, which I always felt very strongly about. It's totally in a Lashon HaRambam and how you understand the Lashon HaRambam. It's interesting when the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rambam, he actually modifies the Lashon with one ois and takes my whole Torah out of my mouth. But the Girsa and the Rambam is as I'm going to say it to you. There's a whole Shaila about that Rambam Bichlal, as I will explain in a moment. But just the same, the Rambam presents all the mitzvahs hayoyim. So there's Mishta v'simcha, so there's the Mishta, right? Chayvas Suda, which the Rambam describes Perek Beis of Megillah Halacha Tezvav, Keitzat Chayvas Suda. And then the Rambam says Mishloach Manos in the same Halacha. And then the Rambam says in the very next Halacha, V'chayiv l'chalik l'aniyim b'yoyim ha'polim. And he tells you all the pratim. Yeah? Halacha Yud Zayin says as follows: Mutav la adam la halbois b'matnois matnois avyonim matnois l'avyonim mi la halbois b'seudasoi u'bishloach monois l'reyov. Even though in both of those he said kolamar ba'reizim meshubach, but if you have X amount of money and you need to spend it, what are you going to spend it on? The answer is matnois l'avyonim. If anyone would ask any one of us, you, me, Kvaita Rav Miller, Asaf, what would he say is the reason why it's mutav l'harbis matanis levyoinim? What would you say? No? I have three mitzvahs in front of me. I have a choice of all three. I'm going to spend my money on the mishta. I'm going to spend my money on matanis to my chaverim, mishloach manos ish l'riyeyu, or I'm going to spend money on the aniyim. What would be the reason? Because in those, you have a mitzvah purim. In this, you have mitzvah purim plus tzedakah, which is kiyum alav, right? It's loisam esvav lesipa sesyodcha, nasan titein, bloyrav lochovcha lesitchaloi, and on and on and on and on and on. So I've had it. You know, I can be mekayim 20 mitzvahs, and here I'm mekayim one mitzvah. And I'm still mekayim the purim mitzvah. So of course, the Rambam does not say that at all, which is an interesting question. Why not? But what does the Rambam say? So this is the Lashon HaRambam. It requires a certain simas leiv because it's a fascinating Rambam. She'ein sham simcha gedoyla u'mefayora. Sham doesn't mean there in a location sense. Sham means exist. It's an Arabism, as the Magid Mishnah points out at the very beginning. Ba'ein sham aloika. Sham doesn't mean there. She'ein sham doesn't exist. A simcha gedoyla u'mefayora. Whose simcha is he talking about? There's no greater simcha. Whose simcha? The simcha of the Mekabel or the simcha of the Noisei? Shehamesameach leiv ha'umlolim ha'elu doyme l'shchina shenema lahachyis ruach shfolim v'lahachyis leiv nidkoyim. In Yiddish, there's an expression as klepsach nishdevelta v'bob tzavant. Like beans to a wall, they don't stick. What is the Hemshech HaRambam? The Rambam says, She'ein sham simcha gdom fo'at lel sameach leiv aniyim v'yisoyim ha'mozis ha'gedim, sham sameach leiv ha'umlolim is doyme l'shchina. So the Chafetz Chaim, you'll check it out, the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rambam, and he says the following, one ois different. She'ein sham simcha gdom fo'at lel sameach leiv aniyim v'yisoyim ha'mozis ha'gedim, v'ham sameach leiv ha'umlolim doyme l'shchina. So that makes perfect sense. He's telling you two things. There's no greater simcha than to be misameach umlolim. And furthermore, there, the person who misameach umlolim is doyma l'shchina. Whose simcha is it? The simcha of the misameach. You can give tzedakah and you could feel that somebody's ripping your heart out of your body. There are people who give tzedakah like that. The biggest baal korchem yana amin that could be. I have to do it, it's a mitzvah. But oy vey. And these are the people that run away from the ani when they see him 6 miles away. But a person who knows how to give tzedakah and understands what tzedakah is thrilled when the ani knocks on the door. Like the Zohar says in several places, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes a person, he sends him a matana. Imagine UPS, Amazon is now very big in Eretz Yisrael, I hear. So they knock on the door, there's a delivery. So they say, go away! I never heard of somebody do that. It's already paid for, I bought it, I want it, apparently, whatever it is, you know, I'm not going to tell them go away. You know, That's what the Zoya says. The Kodesh Baruch Hu likes you, sends you a matana. He sends you an oni. But you have to be in a madrega. But if you feel like that, you feel very good when you help somebody. You lift somebody ma'ashpes yorim evyayim le'shivim in divim. It's gevaldik. You give somebody alva, you put him back on his feet. It's unbelievable. So it's your simcha. And, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ha ha'misameach is also daim l'shchina, because that's what the Ribbon Shalom does. But what is she'ha ha'misameach daim l'shchina? She' means that the reason I tell you ain simcha gedolah mefa'ara is because he's daim l'shchina. And I believe that the Girsa is correct, she'ha ha'misameach, and that you don't find a different Girsa in the Nesachos Rambam, to the best of my knowledge. It's because what the Rambam is trying to tell you is a very interesting thing. He says you have a reason that's within Purim why you have to be marbe, because all three mitzvahs have a tzad hashava. It's not three separate mitzvahs, midrabbanan. It's three inyonim of the same mitzvah that you have to have simchas Purim. It's yemei mishtav simcha. There are three ways to have simcha. One is to have simcha yourself. You eat and you drink, especially you drink. That's why it's called mishta rather than suuda or achila. The shesia is the component. Chayav inish lipsume bepulaya. But then there is also a tremendous simcha of friendship. That's a tremendous simcha. There's a joy in friendship. So I'm happy when I make you happy, when we share together. And finally, matanas levyanya. Why is that a simcha? Because when you're daima l'shchina, when you're fulfilled in that way, that you have actually achieved to be like the shchina, you have been completed, and there's no stira between the neshama and the guf, there's no stira between the gashmius and the ruchnius. That kind of coming to that perfect balance is the source of all simcha, all true simcha. She is over. Anyhow, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should be Zoicha, Takev, Lehudim is Oira Zutoira. It's a wonderful place, and you should have tremendous Hatzlocha, and you should be Zoicha, Takev, that Hashira Sazinu will come to an end with Harninu Goyim Amma Begula Shleima Bimheira V'Yomeinu Amen.